we enter with earnest into holy time and holy space. Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, of course, is the beginning of Holy Week, that time when we recount, recall, commemorate through liturgical worship, through hearing of Scripture, and through particular prayers that are only heard this time of year, the final events of our Lord's earthly life. Of course, it all begins with great triumphal celebration. Jesus, as prophesied, enters into Jerusalem, the holy city, on the back of the donkey, and as he enters, the people proclaim him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they're strewing their palms along the way, and they're casting their garments, and it's this joyful celebration because they believe the time had come for Jesus to restore the kingdom that they once knew and remembered. But that, of course, was not to be. And as the liturgy begins to shift this morning, you might note the tenor changed as well. We move from celebration to a deeper solemnity, to a seriousness as we hear the Passion Gospel read. Now, of course, there are four Passion Gospels, and when I say Passion Gospel, it's the complete narrative of our Lord's final moments and hours on this earth. Each one has a particular flavor, a particular tenor, and a particular way that the authors wanted things to come across. If we were to look at Mark's Gospel, which of course we're not, that was last year, we would find Mark looking at Jesus in isolation, in desolation. He is there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he is sweating, he is tearful, and he's literally saying, God, you know, if you will, take this cup away from me. Presents a totally different picture. If we were to look at Matthew's account in the Passion Gospel, we would see a very majestic Jesus, but not a majestic Jesus in the sense of being an earthly king, but rather being that the Messiah who was to come, and Matthew presents him in such a light. John, the gospel we will hear on Good Friday, presents another angle of Jesus' majesty, and that is his outward majesty. Pilate confronts Jesus. Are you a king? Are you a king? And Jesus, with resolve, says, you say that I am. Luke, however, gives us a totally different look. Luke, remember, is the beloved physician, and he looks at humanity, he looks at people, he looks at Jesus through and wants to present through the lens of compassion, through the lens of mercy, through the lens of, if you will, a more sensitive, gentle Jesus. And that is certainly borne out in the Passion Gospel this morning. In the garden, there they are, they come to arrest him, and one of the persons draws the sword and cuts the ear off of the person. And Jesus immediately says, stop it, I will not have this, you know. In other places, in other gospels, we hear, you know, if it were my Father's will, he would send legions of angels and all this, not in Luke's gospel. And what does Jesus reach out and do in the moment of trial that he's facing? He touches the individual and heals the wound, heals him. We find in our Lord, as he moves forward to test the time of the test of the trial, we find him serene, we find him calm, we find him with a different kind of resolve, a resolve that says, I know that this is what I am called to do, and I'm going forward to do it calmly, but with purpose. When the daughters of Jerusalem, and they were professional mourners, just so you know, are weeping and wailing and lamenting at what was gone on. Remember, now Jesus has been scourged, he's been beaten, he's been plated with the crown of thorns, he looks just a mess, and they're wailing and wailing. What does Jesus say to them? Well, women of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves, for what was to befall them, for the fact that they and the people put the Lord to death. And then at his crucifixion, now remember now, he's beaten, he's scourged, he's bloody, he's got the crown on him, and they've nailed him to the cross. They put nails in his hands and on his feet. And yet even in the moment of that bitter, bitter pain and suffering, a pain and a suffering we cannot even begin to imagine, what does Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then, perhaps the most powerful story in the Gospels, I believe, of forgiveness. On the cross, they're nailed, fast bound in time and space. And think of that image, your hands, your feet bound, the nails pierced, the pain has to be absolutely excruciating. You're dripping blood, your sweat is running down your face, and you can't even wipe your face. You're that bound in space and time. And there he is, bound in space and time, with two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And to add insult to injury, all those at the foot of the cross begin to taunt him, begin to say, if you are the Christ, come down and save yourself. Oh, and by the way, you could save us too. But he doesn't. He could. He doesn't. And then the criminal, who was under condemnation, just like the other one, begins to mock him too. You know, come down, save us, if you are the Christ, if you are this person. But the penitent one, the one who truly believed, who had his heart open, who was open to that compassion, said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus says to him, today you will be with me in paradise. That serenity, that calm, that sense of absolute resolve, knowing that as awful as what was befalling him was happening, God would somehow redeem that. You will be with me today in paradise. Holy Week is that time where we walk the events of our Lord, where we walk with him step by step. We started this morning. We started out in the beautiful sunshine and processed around the church, singing the wonderful Palm Sunday hymn, carrying our fronds on our shoulders. We are asked by the Lord to continue that journey, to continue that pilgrimage throughout Holy Week. It's not a month, it's not a year, it's not forever, it's 1 week. And just as Jesus said to the disciples when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, not in Luke's gospel, you know, could you not wait and pray with me 1 hour? I ask you, can you not pilgrimage with the Lord during Holy Week upcoming, starting today? You've begun the journey. You've taken the first step. And what does the Chinese proverb say? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. We've taken that. We've taken it together, and we've taken it with the Lord. May we go forward in that calm, in that serenity, in that love, and above all, as Luke would want us to know, in that forgiveness that we hear, we know, and we are aware of in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that when we walk the way of the cross, when you come on Maundy Thursday, perhaps have your foot washed, perhaps not, but receive the institution on that day when the Eucharist was instituted, receive the sacrament, as you'll come forward to do this morning, and on Good Friday, when you will come and you will hear the Passion Gospel yet again, but from a different perspective, when you'll come forward perhaps to venerate the cross, when you'll perhaps, you know, come forward to receive communion, you'll walk the way of the cross, we'll walk with the Lord again. And then the fun begins. Then at the great vigil of Easter, you can come and you can celebrate the first Mass of the Resurrection. And we'll play with the lights and we'll play with the fire and we'll play with the water. And it's a wonderful way to get to that point only by walking the way of the cross first. Because there would be no Easter without the passion, crucifixion, and death of our Lord that we begin to commemorate this day. So my hope and my prayer for you this Holy Week is that it is fruitful, that you are able to walk with the Lord. And if you're not able to be here, that's okay. I'm not trying to, there's no guilt trip here. But I promise you, I assure you, if you can be, and you can at least be here for today, which you are, again, first good start, and be here for Maundy Thursday, and be here for Good Friday, even if you can't make the vigil, that's okay. But when you come back on the day of the resurrection, Easter Day, not Easter Sunday, Easter Day, you will experience a new wonderful, grateful appreciation of our Lord's resurrection, because you will have walked the way of the cross and celebrated the life that is eternal that comes through our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.